the words of the Prodigy, I'll take your brain to another dimension. Pay close attention. This is Sam's alternative reality.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast.
Reality.
We have been speaking about this a little bit on our review pods with championship positions and stuff like that. And if you haven't already listened to it, we came up with some proposed rule changes or additions or things to make the championship possibly better.
Yeah, just want to clarify there. We did, but I have nothing to do with what's about to come. Okay, I'm skeptical of this. This kids sports day event.
So if you haven't already, one of my suggestions for that was to award points for every driver that finishes a race in the championship and across the season. So just as a precursor to this, there are three different championship tables that we're going to take a look at today that are
four technically.
Yeah,
because we've got the original, we've got the actual proper one,
the alternate to so one of them is my points system that I proposed at the start of the season. Another one is for looking at the points if there was just one point different for each finishing position, and the final one is if Sutton and Ingram weren't in the championship, how close would it actually be?
And just to say, Alan Gow, if you're listening, the rights are still available. We are. We can sell this. If we are to sell it, I will suddenly become a massive part of it. And it was all a joint venture.
Funny that.
When the phone doesn't ring, it's all down to Sam.
Yeah. So my proposed changes were to have like around about 100 points for a win, going all the way down to 1 point for 24th, basically. And so there's quite a lot of points already scored this season, as you might expect. And we find, as you can see on screen now, that Sutton still leads the championship, funnily enough. And there is only actually one change within the top 10, and that sees Rowbottom go above Camish by only 1 point.
Yeah, I think...
But it is still above Camish.
I think the other interesting thing as well is that in real life, the reality that I try and stay in, Ingram is only 10 points back from Sutton. Here, he is, mathematics, 47. There you go.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a lot bigger. But then I suppose, is it a lot bigger? Because the point that he stands to get
still
more points.
It's fairly close, I think. The points difference between those and the rest, I think, is more extenuated. But we do see drivers within the top 10 being still a big way off. But everyone in the championship has scored points. And if you look all the way down, yes, there are a few little changes further down, but it is still fairly consistent with how the drivers sit.
Yeah, I think what's
quite amazing
is I just look at that thinking, oh my lord.
Is even with all these points in the system, Halstead has only scored 28 still.
Yeah, Hall, who is above him, has got 97. Now, it's fair, it should be remembered for Halstead in his defence, in the Halstead lawyer corner, that he has, of course, joined the championship late.
Yes.
And he, of course, has missed several races, including an entire weekend.
Yes.
So let's not do him too dirty.
No, I think Jelly still being down there just shows the sign of the season that he's had so far. And the other drivers that are still notable, Proctor's doing it as well as you probably would expect, considering having only done two rounds as well, and would be well up in the championship if you look at where his average finishing position has been so far this season. He's up there with sort of like the likes of Sutton, Ingram, Camish and Rowbottom as to his overall finishes, which is quite surprising, I think.
Yeah, he's got an average finishing position of 6.7,
which is nearly equated to Rowbottom and Hill, round about that sort of target as well. But it's not the only championship and alternate championship that I've looked at. I've also looked at a championship where there is 1 point difference. So you get 25 points for a win, leading all the way down, depending on the amount of drivers in the championship, obviously.
Just for clarity, does that change round by round then? So if we've got a grid which is 28, I'm just asking for how this works.
It's been tricky to work that one out because we've had extra drivers come in. I almost think if you're going to do that, there needs to be a set rule at the start of the championship where you can't add.
So they effectively guest drivers the weekend don't score points. We've seen that before in the championships. So they're there for the weekend, but their points don't count towards the championship.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So if we're looking along that sort of line and we only get one driver, or we don't get any extra drivers come in and they're scored 25 down to one, then we still see Sutton and Ingram leading the championship, both on more points than we see already, even with the sort of like extra points taken into account for lead laps and stuff like that. We don't see that in this championship.
And again, it's a bigger gap between Sutton and Ingram. That's slightly interesting because it's a smaller points difference in what you can score, but it is a bigger gap at the top of the... So that is slightly interesting.
Yeah, it just shows you the consistency that Sutton has had and how many top 10s that he's scored along the throughout the season gives him that bigger gap in the end. Again, Rowbottom ahead of Camish by more points this time round, which kind of shows you how good a season Rowbottom has had. But again, still no change in the top 10, which I was quite surprised by.
Yeah, and the gap between Ingram to Rowbottom is massive, isn't it, relatively speaking? Yeah,
around about 40-odd points, which just shows you the domination that those top two drivers have had this season.
Absolutely.
Nice and close between Cook and Chilton as well. I think Cook goes up a position there, Chilton down one. Cook's been unlucky at times this season, I'd say. But we still haven't seen that pure pace that we know he can produce.
No, Cook's been cooked. He's been finishing between 6th and 8th.
Yeah. And then if we get on to the final one now, we look at the championship, which I think is probably the most interesting one without Ingram and Sutton.
Yeah.
And you see that Camish leads the way by only 2 points. So all results in this championship are amended. So if Sutton and Ingram won a race, every position gets moved up if they were above that driver, sort of thing. So yeah, Camish from Rowbottom championship fight. How would you see that going down?
I'd see Camish's brake failing on the final corner of the final lap of race of the season. What I will say again is that that's a massive gap back to third.
It is 30 points back to Hill from Camish, that is. But Hill's still got a decent advantage over Morgan in this one, whereas I think it's a little bit closer.
Yeah, but of course Hill has won a race this season and finished on the podium, I think, more than Morgan has. I think perhaps what this does show in a way is that we are potentially going under the radar how good Morgan's switch back to front-wheel drive has been. Obviously, we know he's not at the best of times in the BMW, in the car gods, and then at WSR. But actually, he's come back to front-wheel drive and he's beating his teammate on every metric in every possible way in whatever championship you're going to throw at them, unless you're going to do it alphabetically next time around, which, you know, he can't really help.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised by Morgan's resurgence. Obviously, we know he goes well in that front-wheel drive car. Chilton's having a good Chilton season Chilton's doing. And Smiley being up there, he's consistent in the actual championship and he's consistent in all of these within the top 10, which shows how good that car is.
I think what else is interesting in the top 10s is that DeLeon and Rainford are in the top 10 here, and Rainford's in all of the top 10 variations that you've done, which is interesting given how bad the car...
Allegedly.
It is bad, though. It's
not brilliant.
Yeah, it's not Team Hard Cooper bad.
No.
Oh, sorry, not even Cooper. Team Hard Volkswagen Passat bad. But it's not front of the championship good either, is it?
I still think the surprise possibly for both of us is that one, Doble's not in the top 10 of Doble's not in the top 10 of the actual championship, considering the pace that he's shown this season. His results really haven't...
Yeah, but looking at... You know, it's those ones...
To help.
It's those ones where it's a 16th, a 22nd, a 20th, a 17th. They most of the time it's really good, but you see in this championship, no matter how
The two non-finishes at Thruxton have really hurt him. He had a really poor weekend that weekend, not through his own fault. Obviously, he had two engine failures.
Yeah.
And he's actually, because of that, gained a -5 in the championship for engine changes. But yeah, I think he's going to finish a little bit higher up. I think he'll have a more consistent end to the season. And it kind of shows that the points total doesn't really matter. The cream of the crop still rise to the top.
So what you're saying is this has been an entirely pointless exercise.
Absolutely pointless from me.
All you've managed to really do is hone your code writing skills in Excel, which is a good skill to have, don't get me wrong. But
put that on my CV.
Yeah. All you've really managed to do is an advanced course in Excel.
Mm. Yeah. The two drivers at the top, Sutton and Ingram, are by far the best out of anyone. It doesn't matter on the point scoring system. It is a close battle between Rowbottom and Camish. There really isn't much to separate those two drivers this season. it doesn't matter how you score it. They've been really consistent in where they finished and their results. Yeah, anything else to add? Toyota's nowhere to be seen.
No, I did see that Shedden in the actual championship is outside the top 10. I think credits BTC House of Memes, I think, did this. It's the first time he's been outside the top 10 in his entire touring car full-time career, or certainly since the early days he joins the series. Obviously, he did a couple of races or incomplete seasons, but I think for full seasons, it's the first time he's been outside the top 10 at the halfway point. But yeah, Toyota's nowhere to be seen. We are working on a Toyota video on what's going wrong with Toyota, so make sure you are tuned in for that. Are you going to carry on with this end of the season? I kind of think you've got to see it through.
Yeah, I'm going to carry on, see if there's any major changes by the end of it, but I don't see there being any, especially with how we are halfway through the season now and the points that have accumulated. I don't see any driver having a majorly different second half to the season compared to the first, unless we have a regulation or a weird regulation change because someone's been too dominant.
Would you like another championship that I've just thought of you can add to your list?
Go on then.
Half points for race three.
Half points for race three, okay.
Because if you're given pole, it's basically a lottery, so should you then half the points for race three?
Well, I can look into that.
That might actually change something as well.
It could, yeah.
There you go. That's a cut. I mean, I've stepped fully into your dimension now, and I'm here for it. Yeah, let's go for it.
We've always been looking at ways to change up the weekend format, and we've looked at sort of like changing points and stuff like that. Let us know your thoughts and ideas if you have any along those lines to make it possibly more interesting. If you like the format now as well, let us know. But I know you've got mixed views on how the weekend should be run.
Yeah, as I said before, all jokes aside about this championship, it is interesting to look at it slightly differently because stale might be too harsh, but nothing's really changed in the touring cars in the last 10, 15 years. Mm. And some people just shout at you when you say sort of thing, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think, well, is it broken though? Or is it, you know, is it fixed? I don't know. I do think it being, you know, the qualifying, when that was first brought in, everybody sort of turned their nose up and going, oh, you know, why change it? Well, actually, the quality now is way better than it has been before. So,
yeah,
I do think that the weekend format could change. I don't necessarily think giving 1 million points for turning up is the solution, but hey, there might be one out there that we've not thought of.
Yeah, or we could even look into like the rallycross formats, and that Top Gear meme comes to mind.
Don't understand rallycross.
No, nor do I.
No, you've had to do all the Toyota research in the rally world because I just don't understand rally.
But yeah, we've got plenty more podcasts coming up. Let us know your thoughts and feelings on this one. We know it's quite a bit different to anything else that we normally do. So we'd love to hear your views.
And sorry for completely wasting your time. If it's any consolation, it's been a waste of ours too.
If you do want to go and drop us a like, leave us a comment. Make sure you subscribe to all our social media channels, and we'll be back again very soon with another video.
Sam for President.